Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
And moving on now, Barry Lenehan is with me here in studio because the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee will deliberate this afternoon on whether to interrogate MEPs Claire Daly and Mick Wallace over their recent and controversial trip to Iraq. The European Parliament has distanced itself from the pair after an Iraqi militia network used video footage of their visit to its headquarters as promotional material. Barry has been taking a closer look at the visit. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Claire.
So who exactly did Claire Daly and Mick Wallace meet in Iraq?
Yeah, the Independence for Change MEPs held 11 meetings, some lasting 4 hours, during a week-long trip to Iraq last month. And this at a time when the Department of Foreign Affairs continues to advise against all travel to the country. Among Daly and Wallace's meetings, a visit to the brigade headquarters of the Popular Mobilisation Forces, or Hashid al-Shaabi. It consists of up to 70 different militias, which the US says are Iranian-backed militant groups who target American interests. And human rights organizations continue to accuse these groups of the most awful crimes and atrocities against civilians, including massacres on a sectarian basis.
So what have they said themselves, Mick Wallace and Claire Daly, about the group and about the visit?
Yeah, so the Popular Mobilization Forces, they were seen as pivotal in defeating Islamic State in Iraq in 2017. However, during that war, Amnesty International accused them of abducting and killing civilians. Now, Daly and Wallace's visit features in a promotional video entitled Credibility and Strength. This is what the European Parliament said during a visit to the headquarters of the Popular Mobilisation Forces. The video was posted on the group's YouTube channel on March 30th and has garnered around 75,000 views since then. Now, it was brought to attention here domestically by the journal.ie, and the footage shows Daly dressed in a hijab as she and Wallace inspect a wall of photographs of so-called martyrs. Here's some of what they had to say.
We came here to understand the people of Iraq, to understand the institutions better, to get more of a feel of the place. We have a good knowledge of what's really happening here, but being here, experiencing it, gives us more credibility and it gives us more strength. It's absolutely crucial for Iraq that the Americans respect the wishes of the Iraqi parliament and get out of the place.
Not only do we owe Hashid al-Shaabi and those who fought ISIS a debt of gratitude to that, but we know that they did so while also upholding international law. I think that the people who fought to defend themselves, but the sacrifices and the stance made benefited the whole world. Of that I am absolutely certain. It is a disgrace that the terrorists who entered Iraq were facilitated by the United States and by Western powers, and we owe you a debt for the stance made for that.
Now, you have been talking, Barry, to people in Baghdad, trying to find out more about this group, the Popular Mobilisation Forces. And what did you find out?
The militias are accused of being involved in a series of assassinations of activists and critics. Now, these accusations, they particularly came to the fore last summer following the murder of Hisham al-Hashimi, who wanted the Iraqi government to do more to bring the groups under control. Belkis Villa is a senior researcher at Human Rights Watch, an independent and international organisation that documents human rights violations. She's been on the ground in Iraq.
Since the main military fall of ISIS in 2017, 2018, these groups have now really morphed into what can only be called criminal armed gangs and are perpetrating abuses with absolute and complete impunity. And these abuses include extrajudicial killings, arbitrary detention and forced disappearances, threats, harassment, you name it. These forces are technically under the prime minister, but the reality is that they do not answer to the prime minister and will only answer to their individual leading commanders, and have become so powerful that even the Iraqi military and other Iraqi armed forces have no ability to bring them under control or hold them accountable.
There are accusations with regards a wave of assassinations against activists and critics, and you've also visited some camps in Iraq as well operated by the forces.
In October of 2019, a major protest movement was sparked in southern and central Iraq and was particularly large in the city of Baghdad. And a lot of the calls that were being made by protesters were for more accountability and took aim to a certain extent at these abusive armed forces. And these abusive armed forces really lashed out and wanted to cripple the protest movement as effectively as possible. And how they did that was by targeting protest leaders with threats and harassment, but then also kidnapping them, holding them in detention, torturing them in some cases, killing them. In addition to that, these groups, in the context of the fight against ISIS, chose to really target the Sunni Arab population, painting it largely with one brush, as opposed to appreciating that ISIS only came from a small segment of that population. And through that, conducted counterterrorism operations where you saw hundreds, thousands of men and boys being taken from their families and executed extrajudicially because these groups alleged that they were men and boys linked to ISIS.
So a wave of sectarian killings.
Yes, it's important, though, to note that with the protest movement in October of 2019, we saw that these groups are not limiting their abuses just to the Sunni Arab population. And in fact, they were just as willing to target and kidnap and kill and torture Sunni Arabs as Shia who were protesting in the street.
That's Belkis Villa there. And Barry, you've been asking what might be the impact of Mick Wallace and Claire Daly's visit in Iraq itself.
John Davison is Reuters bureau chief in Iraq, based in Baghdad. He says many people there remain terrified of the popular mobilisation forces, but that the promotional video featuring Wallace and Daly will be of great help to the network.
They act on their own terms, they have attacked US bases, and they are involved in agitating against Western forces and particularly against the Americans. You know, in terms of disappearances and attacks against individuals, I think, you know, none of these groups have ever publicly admitted that they're involved in suppression of any kind of dissent or any kind of pro-democracy activism. But, you know, in fact, they are blamed for a lot of disappearances of activists.
And how are these groups viewed by civilians in Baghdad?
I mean, civilians in Baghdad would generally be pretty scared of these groups. They possess a large amount of firepower, quite, should we say, fanatical following, some of them. Anyone who's been involved in demonstrations in Baghdad and in Iraq in general generally fears for their safety now, because these groups have remained in control in government institutions and on the streets, and they've been targeting people who were agitating against them.
You've seen this promotional video involving the two Irish MEPs, Mick Wallace and Claire Daly. What will that video mean for the group or for the popular mobilisation forces? How big a help will it be to them?
Well, it's interesting. I watched that video and I noticed that the group, or the particular headquarters that they chose to visit, was one of the groups that is linked to the Iraqi Shrines and so is seen as not being as close to the Iranians. Now, that sort of, in a way, legitimizes the idea that they can go and visit the popular mobilization forces at a headquarters and it be seen as a perfectly legitimate visit to a sort of government body. For the groups, of course, it helps their legitimacy to say, look, you know, we're a legitimate force. We have MEPs visiting us and telling us that we're projecting the right message by calling for US troops to withdraw. So it will be a bit of a boost for the groups.
Have we seen other visits like this?
Not that I'm aware of, but I do know that there are Western diplomats who privately, you know, not publicly, but who privately meet some of the political leaders, I should say, of these groups, rather than the actual military commanders. And they meet even people who are seen as being close with Iran, but this is all private. It's never made public, usually. Any recognition by particularly the West will be very useful for them to say, look, we are a legitimate government umbrella.
John Davidson there in Baghdad. So Barry, bringing it back more locally now, what are politicians at a European level saying about Mick Wallace and Claire Daly?
Irish MEPs are reluctant to criticise the duo publicly, citing an unwritten rule among our 13 MEPs not to have a go at each other in public outside election time. Privately, though, some MEPs admit that their actions have caused Ireland reputational damage on the European stage. Mr Wallace is a rapporteur on Iraq for the European Parliament, but a spokesman spokesperson for the parliament has pointed out how all official trips are cancelled due to the pandemic. German MEP David McAllister, he's chair of the parliament's influential foreign affairs committee. Here's what he told me.
The visit of the two Irish MEPs to Iraq was organised in a private capacity. They acted on their personal behalf. The visit was not part of an official European Parliament delegation. Therefore, their statements and activities do not represent the position of the European Parliament.
And closer to home, what's happening?
The Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne, who has come up against Mick Wallace Doyle in European elections, says the two MEPs are, quote, an embarrassment to Ireland. He says allowing themselves to be used as propaganda tools was foolish. But almost 2 years since they swapped Doyle Éireann for Brussels and Strasbourg, Mick Wallace and Claire Daly could be invited back to Leinster House.
How would that happen?
The Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee, it's meeting this afternoon, and it's to consider a proposal from one of its members, the independent Senator Gerry Crockwell, to bring Daly and Wallace before the committee to answer questions about their time in Iraq. Senator Crockwell has written to the committee chair, Fine Gael's Charlie Flanagan. Here's why.
So I think the Foreign Affairs Committee need to have a discussion with Claire and Mick, hear a report from them, what exactly they were doing there and what they found, and if there are any implications for the Irish Department of Foreign Affairs. The media reports say that they went there to criticise the American foreign policy. Right now in our history, I don't think we can afford to criticise anybody's foreign policy. I'm concerned about it. They are elected representatives from Ireland, therefore, whether we like it or not, they were representing Ireland.
And the Department of Foreign Affairs advises against all travel to Iraq at the moment. And you also have concerns over why the two MEPs would travel there in the middle of a pandemic.
Travelling to anywhere in the middle of a pandemic is, to my mind, ludicrous. But to travel to a country where I'm sure there are problems getting vaccines out there, and then the risks of bringing back new strains to Europe. At the end of the day, I think this was an ill-advised trip. We should really hear from the two MEPs. Who knows, they may have something very important to tell us.
Well, there we are. And how are they responding to all of this, Claire Daly and Mick Wallace?
Mr. Wallace and Ms. Daly both declined requests for interview. However, addressing criticism of the trip in his local paper, The Wexford People, Mick Wallace said, criticism, you'll always have an element of people criticising in order to garner some much needed attention for themselves. And he pointed the paper to a podcast uploaded by he and Ms. Daly going into detail about their trip.
We met a whole number of politicians, religious leaders, and as Mick said, the popular mobilisation forces, Hashd al-Shaabi as they're called. And these are people who answered the call of their religious leaders to fight terrorism. But they're actually part of the Iraqi army now. So people in the West and the EU say these are a terrorist organisation. They're not terrorist organisations. They've been dealing with the COVID fallout, for example. This isn't the type of stuff that a terrorist organisation does, you know. And
one of the stones that the West throws at Hashd al-Shaabi is the fact that they are Iranian-supported militias. Now, they want to be independent of Iran. They're amazing.
And you can imagine we're walking down the street and people see Mick. Now, a lot of people, particularly in the Holy City, are all decked out in the gear, like the hijabs, the burqas, but a lot of men would wear the long gowns and that. And here in the middle of it is Goldilocks coming with the big blonde head. And you could just see people, kids and all that their mouths open, they just go, the jaw drops, and then the head follows Mick down the street. And it was a great conversation starter with a lot of them. We break crack with the kids and all
that.
The
atmosphere was so good. It was an unforgettable experience.
Yeah. And we'll return to it, and we will engage with people in Ireland and in Europe about trying to follow up on some of the issues.
That's Mick Wallace and Claire Daly there. That's an excerpt from their own podcast ending Barry Lenehan's report. And we'll go to Brazil next, where they're struggling to cope with a second wave of COVID-19.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.